As you head into work and the public square today, remember this. Jesus died for your sins, was buried, rose again, and that resurrection power now lives in you. So let the gospel be on the tip of your tongue in Washington. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a great day as you get ready for work. Maybe you're in the car driving into work. Whatever it is, I'm so thankful that you're choosing to spend this time with me to dive into God's Word together. If you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And also, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much for your generosity. So we are in our Roman series. We're going to get there in just a moment. But before I do that, what is the gospel message? Let's read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Now, I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you. So what is he going to make known to them? The gospel message, which also you received, in which also you stand. So you have to receive the gospel. We need to stand in the gospel, by which also you are saved. So you're saved by the gospel if you hold fast the word which I preached to you. So we got to hold fast the word of God, unless we believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance that I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So the first thing we see is that in the gospel message, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. So now we should see the death of Christ in the Old Testament, the resurrection of Christ in the Old Testament, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12, and after that he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. And then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. So Christ has appeared. So death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. And this is important to understand this context as we go in to Romans chapter 10 today, because it gives us the foundation for what Paul is about to lay out. So let's go to Romans 10, verse 5. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based upon the law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth, and this is our verse for the day, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes in him will not be disappointed. So today is the day that we want to focus on confess and believe. And so when you think of the gospel message and you think about what God wants to do in your heart and your mind today as you go into the public square, understand this. He wants to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ and that you would confess and believe with your mouth. Now, did you notice in 10:8, it says, the word is near you, it's in your mouth. Right now, all that stuff from Sunday school, if you were raised in the church, or from getting into the Word of God with us each and every day, whatever it may be, maybe you're a baby Christian and you're just getting there. The Word of God is in your mouth because you're studying it. You're getting into the Word of God and it's changing you and transforming you from the inside out. So think about this. What are you going to say in the public square, the gospel message, as you go at the gospel message being on the tip of your tongue today? As you go into work, are you going to say, Jesus Christ died for my sins, was buried, rose again? Are you going to share that with someone? Is that the way that you're viewing life today? My hope is yes, because people need to hear the gospel message in the state of Washington. It needs to go out to every nook, cranny, county. All 39 counties need to hear the gospel message. Every city, I think there's 286 of them, if I remember correctly, need to hear the gospel message. Every area, district, every school district needs to hear the gospel message. And so will you take that gospel, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ to someone today? All right, that we, let's go back to our verse. It says in verse 8 that we confess Jesus as Lord. What does it mean for Jesus to be Lord of our life? Well, a Lord is someone who's basically our boss, right? And someone who has lordship over us, owns us, and uses us for his glory. So today you get the opportunity to glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He owns you, and you may, I don't want to be owned by anyone. Well, then you haven't come under the lordship of Jesus Christ yet. Jesus owns you, and both in our actions and our words, we need to glorify him as Lord, as our boss, as the one in charge of our life. And so you have an opportunity to have the word of God be close to your heart and your mind. So confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart. Did you notice that also? Heart is there again, and that's also in verse 8. Once again, we see that that is the word of faith which we are preaching. It's in your mouth and in your heart. He's referring back to that previous verse, and he's telling us, hey, here we go. The gospel is inside of your heart. In other words, it's the, you might say, the fuel or the energy or the Holy Spirit, the power inside of you, the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. So what does death and burial do? It makes you humble. What does resurrection and newness of life do? It empowers you for ministry. The gospel message is there doing something powerful in your workspace today. God's going to use you in a powerful way as you allow the gospel message to flow through you today. And then finally, it says that Jesus was raised from the dead, that in your heart, that Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So do you believe in the resurrection? And I want to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In verse 12, it says, now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith is also in vain. So one of the core things that we want to believe together is that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. And that same resurrection power dwells inside of you today. It's bringing newness of life as you walk into that public square today. It's changing you and transforming you. It is saving you like never, ever before. I would encourage you, go back and read 1 Corinthians 15 in its entirety. It really will bless you. And the final part of Romans chapter 10 is this. What does it say? That you will be saved. Remember, God does not delight in the wicked perishing. He wishes that none should perish, but all to come to repentance. In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21, but if the wicked man turns from all of his sins, which he has committed, and observes all my statutes and practices justice and righteousness, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions which he has committed will not be remembered against him because of his righteousness, which he has practiced, he will live. Do I have any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord? And the answer is no, rather than that he should turn from his ways and live. Today in the public square, as you go here and there, please remember God's going to put someone in your path, and that you will have the opportunity to share the message of Jesus Christ. He does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that the gospel message will go out today. Use us. Let the gospel be on our tongues, the front of our tongues, to share our hope in Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and resurrected from the dead. God, let it be in our hearts that it would be the power of salvation to those who believe. Let us share that. Let us not be hold back today, but let us love those around us. We pray for Bob Ferguson's salvation today and all those in Olympia. We pray that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.